This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bob Zimmerman is here behind the black, and Bob is taking us on a journey to the center of the Earth. Actually, it's called the core. Bob, you and I first discussed the core of the Earth many years ago. What have you discovered now?
Yeah, John, this is actually some of our own personal history, because the very first time I was on your show back in 04 was to discuss a natural history article I wrote whereby geologists, seismologists had determined what they a very interesting factoid about the inner core of the Earth. The solid in the inner core apparently then, they believed, rotated faster than the surface layers of the Earth. And that was a very strange result, and I was on your show for the first time for that, and since then I've been on many, many times in the past 18 years. However, new data is telling us about the uncertainty of science. New data suggests that the inner core is now no longer rotating faster than the planet's outer layers, as it had been measured back in the late 90s, but is actually now rotating slower. In other words, it appears from the data they have that the inner core can oscillate back and forth between rotating faster by roughly a 1 degree per year or slower 1 degree per year. And a tenth of a degree right now is slower. First of all, there's a lot of uncertainty, but the consequences to the Earth are pretty profound. None of which they know yet. I mean, this could affect any number of things from plate tectonics to the Earth's magnetic field, and it could explain a lot of things. But, of course, they don't know anything
yet. Isn't that how we get a magnetic field, that rotation, Bob?
Well, the magnetic field comes from the iron core, the dynamo of the iron core. But trust me, to say anything more than that is to guess. I've read a lot of stories and theories and models, but really, they don't know more than that, really. It comes from the iron core. It's got a magnetism, and it therefore produces a magnetic field. But they don't really understand this very well. And, you know, they have noticed that the oscillation of the inner core does affect the length of the day. We're only talking about tiny, tiny differences, but it does affect the length of the day. It could affect the magnetic field without any question. It might be related to the flips in the magnetic field. We don't really know. It could have to do with earthquakes. It could have any number of phenomenons. This is an interesting result, John, but it just tells you we just don't know very much. It's going to take a lot more time to figure this stuff out.
All right. The NASA mission is called Psyche. What's the mission statement, Bob?
Mission Psyche is to go to Psyche. Psyche is an asteroid that's mostly metal, they think. About a month ago, they announced they're going to have to delay the launch by 2 months because of a software issue. The story here is not so much about Psyche, but about a small sat asteroid mission that was going as a secondary payload on this launch. It's called Janus. It was going to go to another asteroid. Its entire mission has been wrecked by the 2 month delay because it can't get to the asteroid it was planning to go to by the new launch date. And they're now scrambling to try to find a new asteroid it could go to with the launch date. But if that date changes again, it makes their lives difficult. And this is not the only small sat planetary mission that's suffered in the same way. As the scientist in charge of Janus says, we have no ability to influence the launch date or targeting a launch vehicle. And that arises our status as a ride share, which means as a secondary payload, planetary missions have a problem. It means that in the future, I think these small sat planetary missions should look for launches dedicated to them and them alone, John.
To the surface of the planet Mars, to Percy, and Bob has an image. I love this stuff, Bob. It's so strange. We're looking at a cliffside that doesn't exist, except that it does in low gravity. Percy, is Percy going through, going by this? Is that why we have this image?
Yes, so I've got two different cool images coming, one from Curiosity and one from Perseverance. To start with Perseverance, it has started to move up into the delta that flowed into Jezero crater. And in the process, it has made its first close approach to a cliff face. And so I got some close-up pictures of the cliff face. And what we've got is the same thing that Curiosity is finding, a number of layers that is just astounding. The layers, the surface here is just amazing. Many, 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 many thin layers. which suggests that the delta was not formed in one catastrophic event, which it looks like from the orbit, but instead from many, many events over eons, either seasonal, yearly, when the atmosphere was thicker, or larger isolations having to do with the changes in the rotational tilt of Mars. Either way, the picture is amazing because you would not get these flakes hanging out there on Earth. They're just not possible because of the low gravity of Mars and thin atmosphere, though, you get these really strange
Bob,
things.
Bob, just
it's
a note
really
here.
Cool looking.
Is this water created, wind created, gas created? What makes it?
Maybe. Maybe. Answer to all your questions, maybe. We don't know. Wind is a factor. Water might be a factor. The history here is an unknown, and that's what they're trying to find out right now.
And we go to
Curiosity.
Climbing.
Yeah, Curiosity is climbing Mount Gale, and to very quickly point out, they did a panorama which looked out across the crater to the rim 25 miles away, and I posted it because it's a cool panorama. It shows the really mountainous terrain that Curiosity is going through. It also shows that the winter dusty atmosphere very clearly, because if you compare it to a previous similar panorama looking across the crater, you could see very clearly, and now it's dust and shrouded, and that's what it's like in the winter on Mars.
Looks like a posse's coming over the hill. Side. Curiosity, perseverance on the surface of Mars. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.